Jimmy Bartel, retired Geelong champion and advocate for the campaign to face up to domestic violence, hashtag face up to DV. Join the conversation about that issue and donate at bendigobank.com.au. And Jimmy joins us here today, the first day of the rest of his life after footy. G'day, Jim.
G'day, guys. How are you?
How was your Geelong Cup first yesterday? Did you have a good day?
I didn't go down, actually. I spent the day with the little fella. Flick on every now and then to see all my losing bets go through.
Hey, Jimmy, congratulations. It's been an unbelievable career. Was it a tough decision in the end, or did you know that this was the right time to exit the game?
It's always tough because, you know, you're going into the unknown, but I was pretty satisfied with the decision in the end. I've always been, you know, aware, you know, over the past couple of years, it was coming, so it wasn't necessarily a surprise. But you know, it's always, I guess, when I started getting messages from friends and family, I think that's when it sort of hit home a bit. That's when I started to get, you know, a little bit emotional about it, that I won't get a chance to play for Geelong anymore.
What about the club itself? The way they handled it and took you through that journey. Obviously, you arrive there as a young man, and you get to this year, and your form was pretty good, and you're going along okay. For the club to take you through that process and probably gave you many options, how did they treat you and all the way through, in particular the last month or so?
Yeah, look, as a whole, like through my whole career, I owe so much to the Geelong Footy Club. Obviously, you know, firstly, they show faith in you to draft you, to them to invest so much time and effort into helping you turn into the player that you end up being. And, you know, the opportunities that it's presented to me, not only in football but in life, I'm just forever in their debt. So, but the last year, look, it could have been done different, but, you know, I'm not one to dwell on all that. I guess we had big things to do this season gone, and you know, obviously we played pretty poorly in the preliminary final, so I could have finished on a super high note, but it didn't in the end.
In your own mind, in a perfect world, would you have liked to have continued playing if an opportunity was there?
I guess there's a fair bit of me that thought I could keep going. I guess I've got a way up. That's just the competitor in me, and sometimes, as you know, you can get a little bit close to it and you think you can do it. But, yeah, I thought maybe in a sort of a reduced capacity as far as games for the season, I could have offered something. But that's okay. Like, I'm not bitter, not upset or anything like that. I completely respect everything the club's done and the decision they've gone with.
It must be difficult knowing that that you probably have got another year or maybe even a bit longer than that in the game. Maybe not at your absolute best, but still to have footy left in you and then to walk away. Is that the hardest thing, knowing that you probably still have got another 20-odd games in you?
Yeah, I guess. I think it'll be harder next year when I watch footy. Probably won't be in January and February when I'm sitting on the beach, toes up, and they're running around the oval. I'll be pretty wrapped with my decision. But I'm never going to be the player I was 10 years ago, but I thought, you know, the player I was in the last couple of years probably was something of value. But, look, clubs have got to keep moving forward, and it's a difficult position. Like, I don't envy, you know, list managers and coaches and footy managers and that, because they've got to win now, but they've got to have an eye on now 2, 3, 4 years down the track.
Are we going to see more of this situation for champions having to face these decisions because of the pressure in the trade period and the future picks that are being traded? And it's a very complex matrix now, but players are also being asked to make way so that clubs can sign big deals and get players in quickly and maintain their status at the top of the ladder. So it's going to be a very different landscape.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I think there's still room for balance. You know, you have a look at the two Hawthorn blokes.
Did that surprise you, Jimmy, the way that went down?
Of course, because, you know, I'm a footy supporter as well, and you know, I've seen Lewis and Mitchell dominate for Hawthorn for the past, you know, 10 plus years and win, you know, 4 premierships and be in grand finals. So you just, I guess, I'm like the footy supporter. I think they're going to play forever and, you know, get shared off as Hawthorn players. But I guess both of them had to think of other things as well as just playing for Hawthorn. You know, the talk of Mitchell being a senior coach, obviously there's an opportunity for him to transition that way. And Lewis's three-year deal and probably saying, you know, Melbourne on the up could be a good opportunity for him.
Jimmy, you'll be known as a 300-game player, a triple premiership player, a Brownlow medalist and a Norm Smith medalist, and they're great accolades. But I get the sense that what you've done in the last 12 months in relation to Face Up to DV and the campaign that you've been running, has that been more important than what you've been able to accomplish on the field?
Yeah, I think so. It's difficult to quantify, but I think probably, you know, the feedback that I've been getting from people has been enormous, and I think I've spoken to you guys a number of times. It's been rewarding to say that I've been able to help people, you know, in life, and but probably a little bit saddening that so many people can relate to it. And I think it made my decision at the start of the year to do what I did, probably reaffirmed it, I guess. And yeah, you're right. It's probably going to have a greater impact on my whole life, not just my sporting life, which hopefully I had some sort of impact for the Geelong Footy Club in my 15 years there.
Jimmy Bartels with us here on Breakfast with Frank and Ox on 11:16 SEN at 8:15 on the day after he decided that he would retire after his stellar career with the Cats. Three premierships, Jim. All of them have their own story. Which one of them gives you the most satisfaction on reflection?
Yeah, good question. It's like trying to pick your favourite kid. You do have one, but you won't tell anybody who it is. they're all special, and you said satisfaction for different reasons. But I know something about 2009.
Now you're killing me.
Yeah, you're a Saints fan. But I guess the kick in the guts, 2008.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I think it took a fair bit of mental and resolve and toughness from the whole entire club to bounce back from 2008. So, yeah, that was sort of pretty special in its own unique way.
Yeah, you were awesome. You were awesome, I can say that, even as a Saints fan.
So what are you going to do now, Jim? You're going to go play footy down at Bowen Heads or Bell Park, or are you going to coach, or are you going to go into media? What's your plans for you and your family?
Like, just Cashy's playing games everywhere.
Ox can be your manager. You can arrange it down there. You know he's well-connected, Jim.
Oh, yeah, I know. He's the most connected man in footy, isn't he?
No, far from it.
No, look, I don't know yet. I don't think coaching at this stage is something for me. If you ask our current coaches, I was probably the worst player in 15 years to look at edits on their computer. So I actually never watched them. I just sort of kept filtering my way out of the computer room. But, look, I'd love to still be involved in footy, I guess. Footy for me is probably more the admin side or the management side of it. I prefer that sort of stuff. Probably actually this time of year, seeing, you know, trade week and list managers and all that probably interests me a little bit more than coaching at this stage. But not sure whether to push out into the business world and get some experience that way. But I'd love to stay involved in footy some way. I just haven't made up my mind. But might speak to a few people. Or I might have to head down to Centrelink and see what's on offer.
I think you'll find something. Now, what about the missus, Nadia? Has she got a list the Chores. Length of your arm to actually get you involved in?
I'm working today. Her and her sister, who own a business, have got me working today. So I'm actually out the front of the coffee shop. I've been the coffee boy already.
Oh, wow.
Give
it a plug, Jim.
It's the connection. They've got a pop-up sale this week on Chapel Street.
Oh, beauty.
Yeah, get down there.
All right, Jimmy the barista.
What's your favourite sort of coffee you like delivering?
Look, mate, I'm just the strong skinny. Now you got a kid, you got to add an extra shot in there, as you know, to keep your eyes open.
Hey, Jimmy, just last one. The respect the footy world has for you, do you find that... Or do you sit comfortably with that? We know you're a humble sort of person. Do you see yourself as a player, or do you see... How do you see yourself?
I'm probably, as a football sense, probably a player who got away with being pretty slow and not very athletically gifted. So, it only took him 15 years to work me out. But
again, being very humble, because you're far more than that. You had the best set of hands. You were a clutch kick for goal. You read the play better than anybody else, but more importantly, from everybody that speaks to that have played with you, an unbelievable teammate, and that's that is an intangible. You can't buy. That is brilliance, Jimmy. Well done, congratulations. You've been a superstar for us. You've been a superstar for the game, and every Geelong footy fan out there, Geelong fan and footy fan out there, they just love what you are and who you are. So keep up the good work, and we hope you aren't lost to footy and that you're around for a long time yet.
Really appreciate it, Oxen, and thanks again to you too for all you've done this year to help me out.
No, we love your work, Jim. All the very best. Jimmy Bartel.